Estate fam, y'all know what time it is. Another Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Yours truly in the building, Eddie Greer here. It's been a few days since we did a daily this week. Yeah, been crazy as usual, but getting it in right now. This should be up tonight here, January 4th, 2021. This update focuses basically on both basketball teams. Here real quickly, not the same old story. Once again, starting on the women's side here. Last night, losing in overtime to Texas Tech, 83-75, excuse me there, losing by, 83-75 in the game and losing overtime. After K-State had a lead going in the fourth quarter, and you've heard me say this a dozen times, and I know you guys are tired of hearing me say it when it comes to the basketball season for the women, having a lead in the fourth quarter of the game, and you lose by 8 points in the game, outscored in overtime. K-State got outscored by eight, quite frankly enough, 12-4. They got outscored, which has been the key quarter, the fourth quarter, 24-13, after leading through three quarters in this game, still winless. And that's the biggest thing coming out of here. Texas Tech staying at 500 overall record anyways, by K-State falling further and further down the rabbit hole, if you will, here. Ayoka Lee leading K-State scoring anyways. 19 points in the game, only 5 rebounds. Kind of a shocker there in that instance there. Chrissy Carr, 18 points with her 2 of 7 from downtown, and she was 8 of 20 from the field. My goodness. There and then, we talked about a third score, which you've heard me say for the last few times that we did dailies of the women. Cindy Goodson playing her former team, putting up 13 points in the game, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists in the game there. But not enough there, obviously. We have Texas Tech, 2 of their starters went 20 plus points. Yeah, that's not going to cut it very much there. K-State falling deeper and deeper here in this hole here. Now, when you look at this record now, 0-8. 0-8. Let me say it again. 0-8 for Jeff Mini in the conference play. Man, and then you've lost 8 in a row. So, the theme pretty much here tonight, K-State folks, and this is not a laughing matter. I'm sorry I'm laughing, but man, 8 points. I mean, you lose by 8. You give up 8 points in overtime. You're 0-8 in conference play, and your losing streak now has ballooned to 8. So yeah, there's nothing to smile about right now. And Bruce Weber's future on the other side, well, that's been an up and down question really for the last month and a half. For the men's side, obviously, they got blown to pieces, losing by 18, 17 points the other night. Back on Tuesday night, I even forgot this game was on. I forgot this game was even on. I mean, yeah, this was on ESPN Plus, but still, though, that's how bad this is when you're truly didn't even pay attention to the game. I didn't even know this game was on until my phone notified. No, I woke up to a notification on Wednesday morning about this game, 74-51. Yeah, and I was rightly lose by 17. This ain't getting any better, and the birds are chirping really loud for Bruce Weber's firing in this case. But Gene Taylor's saying that he will retain Bruce unless something would happen off the field. For me, I don't know what that means. What do you mean off the field with it? Are you talking about COVID? That's the only thing that's been a concern since last March is COVID. Are you talking about that, or are you talking about something else? I don't know what you're talking about. Please explain yourself if something bad's off the field, Bruce is fired. You need to be concerned about what part you're putting on the court as far as really the men's team. And you could probably say same thing for the women's team as far as they kind of underperformed this year. Case, but really, nothing to smile about here. McGurl, Nigel Pack, each having 10 points. on themselves here. The terrible 3-point shooting continues. 5 of 21 from 3-point land, and K-State only shot 34% from the field over in general there, as K-State now 5 of 14 overall in conference play. K-State fam, yeah, that's nothing to have a laugh about at this point. And K-State has now lost 9 straight. So, and this is, when you combine the two teams for Jeff Mini and Bruce Weber, they have lost a combined 17 games. We have not sniffed a win since probably December of 2020. This is bad, really bad. And it's getting bad that your host does not know that KU K-State game is playing. That's how I lost interest with the Wildcats season anyway. So, yep, and we'll have to see. Hang on to both seatbelts, folks, because it's going to be interesting to see what happens, because I don't, like I said, I don't see a win down the stretch. I really don't, and we'll have to see. And Gene Taylor worrying about, he's worried about what Bruce Weber's team does off the field. He need to worry about what Price putting on off field, because right now it's not looking, it's not pretty. It's not pretty whatsoever. So women, men continue on this slippery slope of losing here in 2021. Eddie Greer, K-State fam, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily.